From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the council after a vote that North Korea has consistently focused on its nuclear and ballistic missile programs instead of the basic needs of its people.
The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks when more than a dozen states and several territories hold primary elections or caucuses. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump strengthen their grips on their party's presidential nomination, racking up wins in key states Tuesday. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee. The detainee is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. A Malaysian official says based on early reports, a piece of debris found in Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jet, the same type of plane as the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. But the nation's transport minister says officials are not able to conclude that the debris belongs to MH370. Writing on Twitter, the minister says Malaysia's Civil Aviation Authority is working with Australian officials to retrieve the debris. According to the Associated Press, a U.S. official says the debris appears to be the leading edge of the right-hand horizontal stabilizer of a Boeing 777. This is VOA News. Uganda is headed for a Supreme Court battle over the results of the February 18th presidential election. Elizabeth Pollitt reports.
Amama Mbabazi's lawyers managed to submit their petition to the Supreme Court Tuesday, just minutes before the deadline. The petition lays out 28 alleged irregularities, including bribery, late arrival of voting materials, inconsistencies with voting cards, and election papers the opposition said were pre-checked and stuffed into boxes. Mbabazi finished a distant third in the February 18th poll. Results showed President Yoweri Museveni winning a fifth term in office with 60% of the vote. Second-place finisher Kizza Besigye was not able to get a petition into the courts by the deadline. Elizabeth Pola, Kampala.
An earthquake rocked parts of Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. Reuters news agency quoted an official at the National Search and Rescue Agency in Jakarta as saying there have been some fatalities, but specific details were not available. After 340 days in orbit, American astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko have returned safely to Earth. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft carrying Kelly and Kornienko and a second Russian cosmonaut, Sergei Volkov, made a soft landing in Kazakhstan Wednesday, 3 hours after separating from the International Space Station. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has asked his lawyers to speed up his extradition to the United States. He says he's being mistreated in Mexico. Guzman, who has twice escaped from Mexico's maximum security prisons, faces an array of charges linked to the hundreds of tons of illegal drugs he has shipped across the border. Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death 7 men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the Nsanje District Police Force told reporters Wednesday the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and then set them on fire. Police are investigating but have not made any arrests. Residents returned to Turkey's mainly Kurdish town of Giza on Wednesday to find many of their homes damaged or destroyed after the government lifted a months-long 24-hour curfew. Turkey has been pressing an offensive against the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in the southeastern part of the country since July and has shut off parts of cities with curfews and security operations. The U.S. Supreme Court appeared sharply divided Wednesday as it heard arguments about the country's biggest abortion rights case in nearly a quarter century. In 90 minutes of arguments, the court's four liberal justices signaled that they believe abortion regulations adopted by the southwestern state of Texas are an unconstitutional curb on women's rights. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.